Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Have you ever told a teenager that they cannot possibly have depression because that is an adult problem and a young person just does not have depression? Well, do you know of teenagers whose lives ended up in suicide? I do. I know quite a number of teenagers who ended their lives. The first time was when I was in high school, early high school days. She was quite ahead of me. And there was a girl who was in matric. And she thought that she had failed matric. So she ended her life before the results came out, because she was too scared about a reality that might have been a fail. And then when I got to matric, there was a second incident that happened where someone ended his life because his romantic relationship came to an end. So these are people who are young, 17, 18 years old. But over the years, I've also witnessed many others much, much, much younger than 18, 13 years old, 14 years old, who have ended their lives. It's a very sad reality. So the idea that teenagers don't have any struggles cannot then be true, given these realities of people ending their lives. I don't think it's meant to be a joke, like, let's play a game and I just happen not to come back from this weird game. I don't think most of them are playing a game. I think they really think this is a solution to whatever struggles that they have, that it would be better to not be alive anymore than to continue in the mental pain, the emotional pain that they struggle with. It's not easy. The decision, I don't think it's easy. I don't think the decision to take one's life is easy. I was sharing with you how I literally got hurt on my finger yesterday. That pain alone, I'm like, whoa, how brave must you be to then cut yourself, you know, as a coping mechanism, to say, I'm going to start cutting myself, for example. I can't take the pain of a mistake where I cut myself by mistake. So a person who cuts themselves because they're trying to deal with the pain, yeah, that's where I was saying, Wuti, that I don't understand the judgment behind it. I might not understand why a person makes that decision, but to assume that this person, like, I don't know, to judge them harshly, no, I'm struggling with that. I'm struggling with that. According to reports, 1 in 5 10 to 19-year-olds around the world has a mental health challenge. 1 in 5 has a mental health challenge. And it starts around about the age of 14. So that's very young. 14 years old is very young. That's beginning of high school. That's grade 8. 14. So you have a child and you just think your child is just a baby and they in high school, they look happy according to you. You don't see the science. You don't see anything wrong. But the child is going through hell that you don't know about. And they present themselves as okay to the rest of the world. That's if you are really also aware of their emotions. That's shame. And I'm not going to blame parents like harshly as well, because it's probably not easy spotting these things sometimes. But it's tough, ne? It's very easy to blame either side. Some parents are not involved, it's true. Other parents might be involved. When you notice changes in your child's life, what do you then do about it? Some of the things that I found about why would a teenager not be okay? Well, anger, insecurity, frustration, anxiety, shame, desiring to be accepted and loved, feelings of worry, sadness, and having too much on one's mind are signs that not all is well. So teenagers do struggle because these are the realities. Teenagers get bullied. They really do. And it seems like it's a small thing, but for someone else, hearing these negative things, it hurts. And I know there are adults who at home, you get used to, especially when you are reprimanding your child, then you say something mean. And then out in the world, people are also saying that mean thing to the child. You know, hey, wena, kadi, what? You know, like mean stuff. And someone out there is also being mean. And then you wonder why they've got a low self-esteem. And like, it's hard. Our bodies talk to us and they tell us that something is wrong through feelings of sickness. It's a warning sign that not all is well. We need to pay attention. We need to do something about it. Why do we have these issues? Unhealed pain and trauma cannot be ruled out. Teenagers do have a lot of that. You know, the school, let's not, school. School and the pressure of school. Yeah, that's another big issue that would cause a lot of mental strain to a teenager. I already mentioned the issue of bullying, getting teased about things that are honestly beyond your control. You can't do anything about it, but people are teasing you about it. But you can't do anything about it. It's beyond your control. What must happen? What actually is supposed to happen? You know, your looks, your height, poverty even. Children can be so mean. Adults can be mean, but children can also be very mean, brutally mean. And every day someone is saying these kinds of things to you, that coping mechanism, especially if you're not from a home that is really functional and you spend quality time talking to each other, you won't know how to then let it out. You won't know what to do about the meanness that you are getting from everyone else around you. So many people that you're forced with to interact with every single day at school can cause overwhelming stress. You know, your marks. Maybe you don't perform well. Maybe you go to a school where they don't even have sports. And academics is the only thing that they're focusing on, like, at that school. And you're not good at academics. Do you understand how it can be so taxing? And for 5 years, 8 hours or so in a day, you spend in that environment where this is what you are going through, this kind of bullying. I don't think it's easy, you know? But also, of course, too much time that is spent on our phones doesn't help, on social media. That does not necessarily make stress less. It adds to it. You know, the TV that we watch all the time, when you don't know what to do, when you don't know what to do, switch the TV on. That's the next best thing. Also, as I was preparing for this, what do teenagers do? It took me back to when I was younger, let me say. They listen to sad music when they feel sad, which is like, okay, ironic. It just makes you feel sadder. Instead of trying to find something a bit more hyped up, you want to go into those emotions and just, it does bring a lot of self-pity sometimes. And yeah, you just feel sorry for yourself. You enjoy wallowing in that sadness. And a harsh person might be like, no, just snap out of it. It's not always that easy. It's not always that easy to just tell a person, snap out of it. We are not the same, Jenga Band. We are really not the same. Even if it does worsen those feelings, you know, you could be stressed out about your future. Your family might not necessarily be pleasant to live with. And they might be saying, you are the one, you're the problem here at home. You are the problem here at home. You're a narcissist. You're a gaslighter. You're a manipulator. You're not a nice person to live with. What do you do with hearing all these revelations? And you are only, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. You know, you're still pretty young. I don't know. This could maybe explain some of the behavioral issues. You know, even the substances, like so many kids vape. So many kids vape. They say it's not smoking, but I see smoke coming out of the mouth. So I don't know. It's become quite a norm. So it's important for you to notice when your teenager is not doing okay, when they're no longer in a space where they are coping and their behavior has actually changed. And how are you going to do that? You need to know your child. Honestly, you need to know your child. That's where it starts. If you don't know your child, because not all kids have the same personality traits, for example. So it's not that when one child behaves in a particular way, Kshuti, all children would necessarily behave like that. No, the kids are different. So you would have to notice, does my child still have the same friends? Does my child still get excited about the hobbies that they used to enjoy? For example, how are my child's marks? Is there a difference in how they are performing? If there is a difference in how they are performing, is it a good difference? Is it a bad difference? What's influencing that? Substances. I don't know if a lot of parents know when their children are on substances because they hide it very well for a very long time. They hide it very, very well for a very, very, very long time. And the sooner you get your child help, kosanka, the better. And you know what's very sad about teenagers starting substances at a young age is, like with any other addiction, they relapse. They relapse. They relapse. They can go clean for a year. They can go clean for 2 years. And then, I don't know if it's a coping mechanism, but just like with any other addiction, they relapse. And they struggle to live without those things. And the world is so evil. There are so many things that teenagers use that you wouldn't think this is what they do. You wouldn't think it. Weird pain medications, I don't know all their names that they would take, drink or whatever, just so that they can get a high. There are sweets that they eat. They put them underneath the tongue. And then, yeah, they just chill. But it intoxicates them. The vaping, I spoke about it. Your child might not have a vape, but their friends do. And they share the vape. They share it with each other. And people say vaping can help you to stop smoking, but I think vaping can also be the reason you start smoking. Don't get me started on the weed. It's really bad. On the weed, the smoking of the weed it's insane. What's the other one that I'm forgetting? Yeah, but these are some of the things that the kids get up to, the hablis. You might come from a home that where the parent is really visible and present, but you don't know all your child's friends, okay? You don't know all your child's friends. And I don't know what kind of school they go to, and you don't know what happens sometimes after school. The hablis on Fridays. Yeah. After school is after school, Baba. They celebrate the way adults celebrate with alcohol. Yeah, the kids go and celebrate. They celebrate as well and get as high as possible. That's the lifestyle. So kids have a lot of issues, and you need to spot if your child is, they're not a robot. They'll make their own decisions, but you really need to be a present parent. Some of the places that you can go to then seek help are SADAG, the South African Depression and Anxiety. I think I forgot. G. Is it group? Iglichno. But SADAG, Lifeline, Heal SA. I love Heal SA. They said anytime, 24/7. Community clinics. Yes. If you don't know these other institutions, go to the clinic and tell them what you have noticed, and then they can still give you advice. Because I know some kids live with ogogo, you know, the parents are not there, and you've got an old woman living with the kids, and maybe the elderly woman does not know how to handle the issues. Gogo, when you go to the clinic next time for your own things, you can tell them at the clinic, ukuthi you've got a child in the lanje, uyenza kanje, ubalimang, and then they can then guide you to get your child the necessary help. The sooner the teenagers get the help, the better, because it's very sad to hear that so many teenagers are not okay. 1 in 5 has a mental condition, many of whom don't really, by the way, get diagnosed or even get help. So, yeah, that is quite a lot. I'm going to leave it there for now. On the 2nd of March, 2 days from now, is World Teen Mental Health Awareness Day. And that's the reason we are talking about this, bringing the attention to you so that you know that there's something that maybe you can do to help the people around you, the young people. Check on them. You might think they are okay and they're not okay, or you might just assume on our papa and they like attention, but sometimes they're really going and dealing with more than just that. I think it's our responsibility as adults to help them navigate life. They're not robots. They won't do whatever we say. We assist, we advise, we don't impose, can't control them. That's very important to keep in mind. And with that, all the best as you try and help young people who are struggling, and many are struggling.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.